At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Wow, Matt, fellow adventurers, we are back with Sir Croakington, and it's time to previous episode. We met some frogs, but then we backed off before we could explore the portal that was revealed deeper. This time, we're going to do that. Adventures for this location, a second encounter. Begin. Eager to escape the pall of smoke that's been building up inside the Goblin Claw's common room for the last couple of hours, you slip out through the inn's back door and take a stroll along one of the well-marked paths running through the nearby woods, with the din spilling out of the inn's windows, swiftly falling away behind you. You take a seat on a broad stone next to the trail and listen to the gentle chorus of shy forest denizens as dusk settles over South Tord Glen. You've been sitting on a rock for only a few minutes when a distinct and familiar sound reaches your ears. The unmistakable sound, the sharp crackle of energy from somewhere close at hand, stirs a recent vivid memory and serves to place you immediately on your guard. Intent on discovering the source of the sound, you rise and steal into the woods to the north of the path, moving slowly and quietly through the darkening brush. Just over a small, treeless hill, you discover the source of the sound. Hovering only inches off the ground, the base of a towering fir is an energy-rimmed portal. The sharp crackle of writhing tines of lightning that encircle the portal echo through the surrounding trees. The portal is slowly closing. As you step closer to the portal, your senses alert for the first sign of danger. The spinning core of the inky vortex begins to whipple. Seconds later, the young woman you previously encountered in the woods near Twindamore spills out through the magical gate, landing on her knees on the forest floor. You step forward, prepared to help her regain her feet, but she springs up before you within arm's reach and dusts off her leather leggings. As she turns to look at you, smiling, you immediately take note of a nasty gash on her right arm. The young woman quickly presses her left hand onto the wound. In a matter of moments, no trace of the gash remains. "Wogless," she says, wincing slightly. "Have had my head if I would have tried to get the other half of this." She holds up what appears to be half of a circular stone amulet. "The other half is still there," she says, motioning with her head in the direction of the shrinking portal. "But I'm in no hurry to go back. And I don't suggest you try to retrieve it either. Unless, of course, danger and death don't frighten you." "Actually, they don't." "Both of these frighten me, though. Suppose that's why I've managed to stay alive for so long." "Well, I've managed to stay alive for so long because when I die, it doesn't stick." For a few moments, the young woman, fidgeting with the sword slung around her back, says nothing. She looks from you to the portal. At last, she steps forward, and a move that catches you off guard, bends down and initiates a shoulder cross. "Not entirely foreign to modern custom," she says, as the two of you simultaneously withdraw from the gesture. but I'm certain my manners could produce a bit more practice. My name is..." Her voice rapidly trails off as a strange gibbling sound erupts out of the sinking, spinning core of the shrinking portal. She steps back and shakes her head. "These things are more vicious than they might look," she says, backing away from the gate. "I do wish these portals were closed just a bit faster. I'm lucky to have procured half the amulet, and to have escaped with my life." As the strange gibbering sound sailing out of the core of the energy wind portal glows louder, you turn to see the young woman's reaction. "Only just go, she's already gone." A thin, rapidly vanishing cloud of silver sparkles is all that remains to mark her sudden and silent passing. With no time to question either the encounter or the mysterious woman's sudden departure, you draw yourself into a defensive stance as you turn to face the shrinking portal. Only a split second later, the first of three dripping spear tips emerges from the inky vortex. Three woad figures, their oversized heads concealed by a bulky hood, step out from the portal and quickly move to stand abreast before the shrinking gate. Each of the figures grips a long wooden spear. A thick, red, jelly-like substance coats the stone tip of each weapon. Suddenly, your eyes are drawn to the hands of the figure standing in the middle of the group. Each of the eight long, green, glistening digits wrapped around the haft of the spear. Spear end with a rounded tip. As your pulse begins to race, the figure on the left steps forward, glibbering wildly, and casts back its hood, freeing the broad, slimy, emotionless face of a green and black flotrock. "Hey, it's a fellow amphibian! Woohoo!" The frogman fixes his bulbous black eyes on you and raises his spear as his gibbering and that of his companions grows even louder. With a startling speed and remarkable agility, the three frogmen spring forward, their poisoned tipped spears prepared to run you through. Looks like we're not going to be friends. As you fall back and attempt to position yourself to counter their fierce assault, you now realise to what the young woman was referring to when she mentioned the Wogglers. And they've got a lore book entry. I read it last time, but I'll read it again. Wogglers. The sinister Wogglers. Black and green-skinned frogmen hailing from an unknown realm deep in the Nevelus are the subject of several legends. Through many adventurers can discount their existence. Well, not me. Not anymore. Begin combat. Woggler Scout 1 of 3. The sinister frogman thrusts his poison tip spear at you. And I swing my club. As you do. And slain. 23 XP. You step back from the writhing body of the dying Woggler and attack the necks of the robed frogmen. Thrust his spear at you. Something happened, but I forgot to read it. Something about being stabbed. You've been stabbed. The deadly poison dripping through your enemy's spear tip courses through your veins. The potent poison has temporarily stunned you. And then I can't do anything for this round. I'm still stunned, apparently. Or maybe not. Keep going, and slain. 23 XP. You step over the second of the slain frogmen and prepare to engage the third. In a move that surprises you, the hooded creature turns and leaps back into the shrinking portal and instantly vanishes. Okay. They may be vicious, but they're not entirely stupid, so perhaps some sort of coexistence is possible, even if it's just I do my stuff and they stay the heck away, which honestly I'll settle for. But anyway, I've got to step into the portal because, well, there's no particularly sensible reason to do that. Although admittedly, Sir Croakington is curious about the other half of the amulet, and kind of, and perhaps wants to get even at these frog people for attacking her. Mostly because she just has that portal lust, you know, that lust you get when you see a portal in space and time. You think, I must go through it. I must penetrate that portal. So I step into the portal. The instant you step into the portal, you find yourself tumbling headlong for a silent, lightless void. All sense of time and direction are lost as you fall and spin through an unending sea of black. Suddenly, the blackness around you melts away. You discover you are standing in a place entirely different than one you just left. You're standing on a well-worn path that carves its way through a sea of dense green vegetation. The air is oppressively hot and humid, and the loud, steady droning of unseen insects echoes all throughout the moss-covered trees that surround you. Peering along the path through some of the overgrown foliage, you make out a wild clearing. Broad pools of murky water dot the opening in the undergrowth, and you immediately realise the clearing is actually the edge of what appears to be a small bog. Rising out of the muck and ooze at the centre of the boggy stretching upwards to its nearly half the height of some of the surrounding trees, is a massive stone idol carved to resemble a frowning frog. It's of me! But, you know, not that well done. Vines and moss cover the towering sculpture, which leans slightly to the right, its base having sunk partially sunk into the mire. Suddenly, a strange gibbering sound fills the air, with your hair standing on end and your heart pounding against your chest. You spin to your right. There, stepping out of the tangled growth that borders the path, is a large group of robed, spear-wielding figures. Several of the closest figures throw back their bulky hoods, revealing green and black frog heads. The bulb-tipped figures of these hideous creatures are wrapped around the halves of their spears, and their large, orb-like black eyes are fixed on you. As the world frog men slowly advance, the gibbering sound that somehow escapes their closed mouths begins to rise in pitch, falling back towards the portal as even more of the ghoulish creatures step into your path, your eyes suddenly drawn to the ends of the spears. A thick, reddish substance coats the deadly sharp tip of each weapon. I don't think I want that stuff in my blood. You count at least 15 of these sinister world beings you now know to be the legendary Wogglers. A crackling sound from behind reminds you the steadily closing portal remains open for now. So I could leap back through the portal, but we've kind of seen which way that will go. Yeah, I just go back to the stone back to Goblin Claw Inn and then things end. No, I'm going to hold my ground and engage the frogmen. With the spear-wielding frogmen closing in on all sides, their nightmarish gibbering drowning out the incessant drone of countless unseen insects, you do your best to hurry to position yourself so you can engage them one at a time. With its insistent, haunting gibbering assailing your ears, the first of the sinister Wogglers, its bulb-tipped fingers wrapped tightly around the haft of its spear, leaps forward and attacks. You bravely engage the hideous frog being. Begin combat with the first Woggler. The sinister frogman thrusts his poisoned tip spear at you. You've been stabbed! The deadly poison dripping through your enemy's spear tip courses through your veins. The potent poison has temporarily stunned you. 22 damage. And I get stunned again. Alright, now I'm unstunned. And I swing my club. The smasher wallops it for 7 damage. Oh, you've been stabbed. The deadly poison dripping through the enemy's spear tip courses through your veins for 10 damage, but no stun that time. Alright, oh! Stabbed again. 21 damage and a stun. Stabbed again. 27 damage and a stun. And slain. 23 XP. You step back from the remains of the slain woggler and immediately turn your hardened gaze upon the closest of the remaining frogmen. I'll just take a chance to do a bit of healing as well. With this insistent, haunting gibbering assailing your ears, the next of the sinister wogglers. Its bulb-tipped fingers wrapped tightly around the haft of its spear, leaps forward and attacks. You bravely engage the hideous frogbee. I'm just going to be quick combating them from now on. That's another 23 XP. You step back from the remains of the slain wogger and immediately turn your hardened gaze upon the closest to remaining frogmen. Right, that's three. Just going to quick combat my way through these. 23 each. Here's number five. Just keep going. Nothing seems to be changing. It's just the same text over and over again. With its incessant, haunting gibbering assailing your ears, the next of the sinister wogglers, its bulb-tipped fingers wrapped tightly around the haft of its spear, leaps forward and attacks. Quick combat. The 23 XP. 23 XP, number 19. Alright, we're pretty much halfway there now. And now we're over halfway there. Quick combat number 11. And heal. Number 12, quick combat. Number 13, quick combat. 14. 15. Oh! Oh, I got poisoned. Why, the stab for 30 damage. Then I finish it off. The enchantments of metal and devastation helped with that one. But I also take the opportunity to heal. I lost most of my health in the previous few fights. Number 16, we're getting closer to the end of, well, at least this pack. Maybe there'll be more of them. And slain, and heal. I got down to 129 health. Good thing I've not. Alright. The hideous frog being, this is the last one. I get stabbed a few times. And slain. Another 25 XP. The XP amount went up a little bit as we went through the number, because the MR of your foes went up a little bit, and so that's just got plugged into the formula and gave you a teeny bit more XP. You step back from the remains of the hideous frogman, exhale sharply. Not a single woggler remains standing. Oh dear. Don't we know that green-on-green violence must end? Or something like that? 1024 experience to general. With the twisted, bloody corpses of the 19 wogglers strewn across the path, you step back from the carnage and dutifully check over your equipment while attempting to catch your breath. Now, the thing is, these wogglers, yes, I mean, they were aggressive, but the only people we've known them to be aggressive on was a thief who presumably stole an artifact of incredible cultural significance, otherwise they wouldn't kick up such a fuss about it, and me, who just turned up, having already killed two of them. And they know that I killed two of them because one of them escaped and told them, hey, there's this toad guy. He's cutting an absolute... He's deadly. He's keep killing people. Yeah, so obviously they're angry. So I wouldn't say they're villainous. Just keep away from them. A quick glance over your shoulder reveals the energy wind portal It's about half the size it was when you stepped through it. The magical gate continues to close. Fortunately for Sir Croakington, she is very small, which makes getting through that swinky portal a lot easier. Although the game doesn't know that, so it won't be reflected. Because only I know that. The game doesn't know that. Turning your attention to the towering Frogard, all that rises out of the bog at the end of the path, your heart suddenly leaps, dangling by a thin leather cord. From an outcropping of stone near the top of the idol's massive head is the missing half of a circular amulet that was shown to you by the mysterious woman. Your mind races as you contemplate whether or not you'll have enough time to attempt to retrieve the amulet and escape back through the steadily shrinking portal. Now, there's no particular reason for me to want this amulet. Presumably, it's some value or use, because otherwise, Madame Slow Portals wouldn't want it. But I could just back off now, or I could attempt to retrieve the amulet. I'm going to retrieve the amulet half, because step back through the closed portal is merely just to end this scenario quickly at root. And one is do more things. Attempt to retrieve the amulet half.
This October, Tanger invites you to shop pink and save lives. Your donation of $10 or more to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation helps fuel innovative research that brings us closer to a cure. It also unlocks exclusive savings from brands like Coach, Crocs, Columbia Factory Store, and more to shop all month long. Join us as we mark 30 years of advancing research and empowering hope. Donate and access your exclusive savings today at Tanger.com.
Keeping one eye on the towering idol and the other on the dense, mossy forest that surrounds you, you cautiously make your way towards the edge of the bog. Just as the ground beneath your feet begins to ooze with every step, a sharp splintering sound, like that of crackling stone, rises into the air. Drawn in the direction of the sound, your gaze falls upon the upper half of the massive frog idol. Long, jagged cracks have begun to appear along the mossy, vine-covered surface of the monument. A sudden, bellowing croak erupts from somewhere within the giant statue, sending a shudder racing down your spine as your pulse quickens. Something is breaking out of the idol. Well, of course it's going to come to life. It's a statue. Statues always come to life and try to kill you. Which is why you don't want to be the kind of guy they make statues of. Because those statues are just going to kill people and you're going to feel so bad about that. It's just what happens. So don't make statues. Just don't make statues. Just stick with Pip-Pup 2D. Those come to life a lot less. Okay, statues can't make statues. What other types of art? We've seen evil music. There was Hugh or something, a bard, but I think that was a one-off. I think it was just the musician rather than the music that was the threat. I think if a regular person tried to play that, you probably wouldn't cause much of a problem. Yes, embroidery? Never been attacked by an embroidery. Maybe that's a safer style of art to stick to, but who knows? Who knows? The amulet half dragging down from the top, dangling down from the top of the splintering idol, slips from its perch and disappears into one of the widening cracks, now spanning the frowning face of the stone frog. So I can run back and step into the portal, or remain where I am. No, I'm going to remain where I am. Now, admittedly, there's probably something to be said for just seeing all the options. Just so you can say, I've seen all the options, and I've read every possible word. But the last save was a long time ago, so remain where you are. The sound of splintering stone continues to echo through the moss-covered forest as large chunks of the idol break off and topple into the soft, marshy ground below. Suddenly, the remainder of the idol's outer shell explodes, showering you with small, sharp fragments of stone. Having turned your back and covered your head in time, or maybe just been underwater at the at that juncture, because very small, very amphibian, so going underwater pretty easy. Because, I mean, we're in a marsh, there'll be plenty of bits of water to dive into. Just hope there isn't anything particularly nasty in them. Of course, I'd deal with it, but I'd rather not. Having turned your back and covered you, having dived into underwater in time, you managed to escape the waning torrent of debris unscathed. When you go back to the surface and turn to walk back towards the shattered idol, of your heart nearly skips a beat. Sitting in the middle of the pool of muck, on the stone base that only moments ago provided a perch for the towering idol, is a giant, living and breathing, green and black frog. The dragon-sized amphibian, its bulbous black eyes peering down at you, hops forward as it unleashes a loud, reverberating croak. Without warning, the slimy behemoth opens its cavernous mouth and shoots out its long, sticky tongue at you. Diving and rolling to your right, you narrowly avoid the attack. The giant frog swiftly retracts its deadly appendage before... long sticky tongue. Of course, frogs in our world don't have that. It's pretty much just chameleons that have the slooping out tongues. But this is another world, so frogs are different there. Especially when they get giant for reasons. The giant frog swiftly retracts its deadly appendage before leaping forward, eager to devour the first meal it would have had in over 1,000 years. Okay, so how did it get encased in stone? That it could break out again. Under certain circumstances, but possibly it was voluntary. Maybe the Wogglers have a tradition that the great heroes of their age, rather than, you know, just getting old and dying. And also, the Wogglers, they have kind of like several life stages. They have the tadpole stage, they have the Woggler stage, and this is the reproductive stage. And then after that, they have the Titan stage. This is a stage that most of the Wogglers never reach, where they just get really big for reasons. And, you know, presumably function sort of like the Protectors did in the Wingworld series, where they just look after all their many, 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 many descendants. Because I think you have to have a lot of descendants to become a massive frog. Or maybe it's just you will, by the time you become a massive frog, have lots of descendants. That's just something that happens with them. Maybe it's natural, maybe it's magic. But apparently, all these became the great heroes of their societies, whom the frog bards will sing songs of. And I mean, that used to be they just, you know, died, but then they fought there. But then, the frog mages, of course there are frog mages, that they thought of a magic. They thought of some sort of ritual that would encase them in, that would turn them mostly into a statue. Mostly. Would slow their metabolism down to pretty much nothing, and encase them in stones, and then they'll just be kept handy. You just have these things just in the settlements of their descendants, and then because of a quirk of their biology, whenever they detect the blood of their kin in massive amounts, which I just happen to have produced, this triggers them waking up. This is, of course, entirely speculative. Maybe it's just a regular statue that comes to life. Who knows? But I think I prefer this option. It's more fun than just wizards. Wizards be crazy. Because, of course, wizards be crazy. Everyone knows that. Wizards be crazy. But this is interesting. Interesting. And it's entirely made up. Begin combat. Anyway, gotta fight it. The massive frog shoots its giant sticky tongue out at you. Okay. The massive frog shoots out its sticky tongue and snares you. You're drawn towards the creature's gaping mouth and bitten. Oh no! I'm gonna be so slimy! 28 XP. And I'm so tiny it could totally swallow me whole, but I managed to jump out in time. Yep. Keep going. I go into a rage. Stop trying to kill me for reasons that make perfect sense in retrospect. Stop trying to avenge your descendants and stuff. And protect the descendants that remain, because presumably there's more of them elsewhere. Presumably there's gazillions of the tadpoles hiding all over the swamp, where I'm not a threat to them, but pretty much everything else is. And there'll be others. I mean, in society, not everybody fights. You know, we gotta, you know, gather food and stuff. And slaying. 268 experience. And another 1024 experience to general. With a sickening, gurgling sound erupting from the depths of its broad gullet. The massive frog sways first to the left and then to the right, before finally collapsing into the muck and ooze at the edge of the bog. Stepping back from the slimy remains of the gruesome creature, you're about to check over your equipment when the sound of something moving through the foliage to the left of the path sends your pulse racing. You spin in the direction of the sound, just as a horde of road frogmen emerge from the thick undergrowth. You estimate that at least 4 dozen spear-wielding rocklers. Alright, okay, I didn't wipe them out. I guess, yes, that's good. But also, that's bad because they're probably very angry at me. The hideous wogglers. Their long green fingers, wrapped tightly around the hafts of their poison-tipped spears, step into the path and move towards you. Several of the amphibious frogs, beings, turn and look back at the carcass of the massive frog, before once again fixing you with a haunting stare of their bulbous black eyes. With flight not currently an option, you quickly draw yourself into a defensive stance, hoping the bold move may help to deter what you fear is an imminent attack. Oh dear, I am in trouble. Moving almost in unison, in a turn of events that leaves you stunned, the fierce frogmen cease their gibbering, lower their spears, and drop to their knees before silently prostrating themselves before you. you immediately discern the death of the massive frog, a creature they revered and worshipped. You have, for better or for worse, become the object of their adoration. Finally, somebody gets it. Realizing you may still be in great danger here, you begin to slowly back away from the legion of face-down wogglers, eager to escape back through the sinking portal before it vanishes. However, as you tweet along the well-worn path, one of the robed and figured warriors rises to his feet and steps forward, feeling that any attempt to leave has elicited an angry response from the spear-wielding Woglaw. You halt and assume a combat-ready stance. As the frogman approaches, he reaches out, presents you with a small object covered in muck and ooze. You're shocked to discover that the item is a stone amulet half you spotted dangling from the top of the idol. The woggler places the jagged amulet in the outstretched hand, then swiftly drops to the ground, where he immediately resumes his prostrated position. Stone amulet half, I have that now. It's a miscellaneous item with an encumbrance of one. This is the left half of a circular stone amulet. The thick disc of the stone is engraved with the likeness of an owl's head, half of which is on the piece of the amulet you do not possess. With the stone amulet now safely in your possession, you take one last look at the strange scene around you, before turning and rushing back along the path towards the closing portal. You reach the energy-rimmed gate and step into its inky, swirling core. The instant you step into the portal, you find yourself tumbling headlong through a silent, lifeless void. All sense of time and direction are lost as you fall and spin through an unending sea of black. Suddenly, the blackness around you melts away and you discover you're once again standing. Well, good job that portal didn't close while I was busy with all that fighting, because that would have been quite something. Getting back to Tysa from here, I have a feeling that would be hecka difficult. Because I don't know where here is, and I don't know where Tysa is, either. You know, in a whole Neverwall navigation sense. I mean, I know where Tysa is when I'm in Tysa, but when I'm not in Tysa, I have no idea where Tysa is. And in fact, no, I don't know where Swift itself is. Just finding the right planet would be difficult enough. And I guess probably once I'm on the right planet, it's probably just a matter of time. Do I find Tysa again? But still, it'd be very hard. Suddenly, the blackness around you melts away. Discover you're once again standing in the forest at the very spot in which you first encountered the magical gate. With a final crackle of energy, the portal behind you closes. A short while later, you see that a table near the crackling fire continues to do its best to overheat the crowded common room of the Goblin Claw Inn. Grutsmull, the inn's well-known propertier, ignores the jeering and heckling of a handful of patrons as he moves about the room, throwing open windows and clearing tables. As the smoke and noise formerly confined to the common room begin to drift out the open windows to the gathering gloom of dust, you find your thoughts returning to the mysterious woman, a woman you've now encountered twice under eerily similar circumstances. You wonder who she is, why her face is strangely familiar to you, how it is you continue to meet up with her at precisely the time and place she emerges from the energy-rimmed portals. You're now all but certain that encounters are not accidental. As you draw your chair, turn your chair and stretch your feet towards the fire, you draw out the amulet half that was given to you by one of the wogglers. A thin leather cord is attached to a notch at the top of the jagged edge disc. An owl's head has been engraved on the side of the amulet. The wonder with the mysterious young woman who showed you the other half of this amulet expected you would attempt to retrieve its counterpart. You also wonder when you'll next have the chance to relate to her the success of your daring endeavour. Suppose the smoke was getting a bit thick in there, says Quirtsmall, moving up to the table, straightening up two of its chairs. This lot is never completely happy, though. Next thing they've been complaining about is the draught through the windows. You're lucky you can do with some ale, yes? I'm always glad to see your face around here. You've got gold and you don't sit about whimpering over every little bit of stress. Keep your toes pointed at the fire. I won't be more than a minute. Goodsmore returns a few minutes later, bearing a frothing flagon of what he tells you is one of the best ales in the Goblin Claw has seen in several seasons. He sets the ale down in front of you, and then scurries off to reopen a window that someone has just closed on the far side of the room. Stumped in your chair, with your feet to the fire, and the full flagon within easy reach, you allow your wary eyes to close for just a moment. And that finishes this adventure again with 256 experience to general. Yeah, and then Quitsmall has just given me another flagon. Alright, has anything new been unlocked by this? Yes, this is a new thing. The Lord of Bronze Hall. I guess I'll be doing that next. But that I know is a really hefty adventure. So that definitely will wait until the next episode. But until then, farewell, fellow adventurers.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.